Albany County officials gathered in the city's south end this morning to announce a new building rehab project. Outside the former St. John's Church at 142 Green Street, officials revealed the church, vacant for a decade, will be transformed into an apartment building consisting of 20 affordable units. On February 11th, the Albany County Legislature approved a request to convey ownership of the property to Chu Development Group, which plans to invest $3 million. CEO Patrick Chu.
Hi, me. We have this church that I've actually been looking at maybe for 5-6 years every day. I think all of you guys have seen it driving past 787 downtown. It's a beautiful, beautiful church. So right now, we plan on converting into 20 affordable residential units with a mix of studios, ones and two bedrooms. With the support of our partners at Community Preservation Corp, Michael Skrebitanis, and his office in the state of New York and its new small housing program, this will be the first of its kind adapted for use of a church in the Albany area. Although widely popular already across the country and in Canada, I believe this will be a unique and special project fusing old and new together to making this a wonderful, innovative project. We have a work cut out for us in the future, but we will be making this another successful new addition to the city of Albany and to the South End.
Chu couldn't give a timetable for development, but expects the initial work of stabilizing the old church to begin in a few months. County Executive Dan McCoy pointed to the Board of Elections moving to the former DMV building as one indicator change is coming to the neighborhood.
And there's a lot of things we're looking to invest to really make this a stabilized community because they deserve it. And it's a part of the Albany County, a piece of the city of Albany that really has so much beauty to offer.
County Legislator Sam Fine represents the area.
If we drive the development in the South End, the development is driven by the community with partnership with government, provides economic opportunity for residents here, opportunities to work, opportunities to start businesses, to live in a nicer community, to have important amenities like a grocery store. You know, I think this will really make a big difference for the residents of the community here.
Fine and others are trying to attract a nonprofit grocery chain to the neighborhood, which Albany City Treasurer Darius Shanfar, now running for county comptroller, says has gotten a bad rap.
I think there's been a terrible misperception that the South End is a bad neighborhood, and that's been fueled by some public comments from some people. Private investment goes into good neighborhoods. Private investment goes where they see a future. And what this is showing here today, that there's a future in the South End for everybody.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.